Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We are celebrating Women's History Month. We've had some awesome celebrations, and if you haven't had an opportunity to participate in a program this month, then you definitely need to do that. It has been a wonderful, wonderful journey this past month, and it is only the 20th of the month, so we have a few more days to get a celebration for Women's History Month. I know that many of us are doing programs throughout the month, so please take the opportunity to do that. We must celebrate our women each and every day, but for this month, we're going to celebrate women. So I wanted to not spend a lot of time with introductions tonight. But I do want to thank everyone for tuning in to the show. I know that you have been all faithful, staying with me, hanging out with me since 2007, I believe, and I truly, truly am blessed. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you tonight is a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, just a couple of lines, and just to let you know that Issues Concerning Women is to empower, to encourage, and to inspire. We are an organization that I started in 2007, and I want to be an inspiration to you, but I also want to give you things to do, and our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, through detailed classes, career development, investing in retirement, exercise, and nutrition classes. We also talk a lot about entrepreneurship, relationships, and adult literacy programs. Tonight, I have the awesome privilege of sitting through a finance class, and it's called Bank On. It's being sponsored by the City of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and that's where we are. But you can join us in any other cities throughout Hampton Roads. There will be different classes coming throughout the coming months. I just wanted to share another thing with you about Women's History Month. And I found this thing about Grandma Moses. Now, when we think about her, we always think about the famous painting Grandma Moses, which was done in 1938. In 1938, Anna Mary Robertson Moses, known as Grandma Moses, sold several of her primitive paintings to an art collector. He was so impressed with the paintings that in 1939, he included them in an exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Grandma Moses, perhaps the foremost of American primitive painters of the 20th century, did not begin her career as an artist until after her 77th birthday. A farm wife born on the eve of the Civil War in rural New York, Grandma Moses married at the age of 27 and bore a total of 10 children, five of whom survived infancy. Having moved to Virginia with her former husband, she moved back to her native New York after her husband's death in 1927. But it was not until 1937 that she took up painting, and then only began drawings because arthritis had begun to set in. With no thought that she was painting for anyone other than herself and perhaps her family, Moses used old pieces of board, painting white as her canvases. Her works featured happy scenes of rural life. Grandma Moses, isn't it exciting to know that even in her 70s, she started a career? So nothing can stop you if you want to pursue a career and to do something that you love to do. It doesn't matter what your age is. So tonight, that's a little bit of women's history that I wanted to share with you. I am so excited about Women's History Month. I will continue on throughout the month, but I did not want to miss the broadcast tonight. I know it's a short one, but I hope that you enjoy just that little bit of tidbit and information about Grandma Moses. So I hope that you have a wonderful evening. It is spring. It's the beginning of newness. It's the renewing of our minds, body, and spirits. So whatever you do, be thankful for who you are right now. Love what you're doing. Love yourself first, and then you'll be able to love others. I am so appreciative of all of you that continue to listen to Issues Concerning Women. I am celebrating Women's History Month. I will be back next week with another moment to share with you, and I hope that you have enjoyed these few minutes that I had to spend with you tonight. So God bless you all. I look forward to speaking with you next week on Women's Issues. And this is Women's Concerning Issues Concerning Women. Oh, I got contact. Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, God bless you and good night.